to another episode of Grudge.
Illinois, Iowa.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir. Yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yes, this is the guy I spoke with, brother, earlier. I'm kind of having a switchboard tonight.
Yes, sir.
All righty. I got one guy, one brother on hold trying to click in. It's 8822. Your mic is connected.
How you doing?
Good. Good evening, brother. How you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Yes, I'm the guy kind of working the switchboard tonight in place of my brother Chris. He's trying to help. I'm T-Mac from Illinois/Iowa. I'm the governor of Iowa, Grudge Inc., and just trying to help on board, step up for a brother, man, this evening.
Okay. Sounds good. This is actually my first time getting on board. I was told about it. I was down in Valdosta over the weekend.
Okay.
And I met some brothers, and seemed like a pretty nice thing. So I
okay.
Said, tonight that
okay.
I listen in.
Okay. And you are?
I'm James, actually.
Okay, James.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure talking to you, sir.
Same here.
I'm
right off.
Excuse me?
I said, how was the weekend of Valdosta?
Oh, it was nice.
It was nice. Did a lot of racing take place?
Yeah, actually, it's quite a few races took place. Had a pretty nice time. You know, nobody got hurt. One guy went down, but other than that, he was okay. But the weather was nice. You know, it's pretty nice.
What kind of bike do you got?
Well, I have a Booster.
You got a Booster?
Yes.
It's three-tire flat slip.
Right now I am down. I'm not going to sit here and represent that the bike is up because it's not, you know, but I'll be back.
That's wonderful. Okay, there actually is another brother, 8351. Your mic is open.
It might have been somebody just listening in.
He had his hand up.
If there was anybody that was in Valdosta that want to tell us about it, please chime in now. Or that want to tell about an upcoming event, please chime in now. Mm-hmm. Press 1.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend the weekend in the Valdosta event?
No, I was actually in North Carolina.
Okay.
I've been dealing with Chris with the ATV scene. He just got on the show. We have our own ATV show on Thursday nights now. And I've been dealing with him, and he wanted me to fill in for him while he's I think he had a class or something tonight.
Yes, sir. Okay. How is that program coming along?
Well, just started like 9 months ago, and we done had two successful events so far. We got another one coming up the 27th of this month at Piedmont Dragway, and hopefully that one will be a success too.
Okay. That's great. Okay, we have a gentleman holding on at 2285. 2285, your mic is on.
Yeah, I was in Dawson.
How was that event there?
What happened to Chris? With Benjamin?
Chris had a class tonight. I'm just filling in for him.
Okay.
Yeah, T-Max working on switching boards. I'm just filling in for the host part.
Oh, okay.
How was Valdosta for you, though?
It was okay. It wasn't much. The races that were supposed to pop off, they didn't pop off. There was some races, but it wasn't exciting like I thought it was going to be.
What the man custom cuts do?
He didn't do nothing. His point finger was broken. I watched him all day waiting on him to point on somebody, and he couldn't point nobody out. He couldn't get down the track. Man, Custom Cuz did all that talking for nothing.
Not even Black Caesar couldn't make it down the track with Nino Brown?
He couldn't. Well, Nino Brown went down the track, but he lost to that. He lost that race.
Yeah, I see that N2D camp. They did that thing down there two times. I seen that on Bike Paparazzi this morning. Ain't no upcoming events that y'all know about that anybody wants to promote? T-Max, ain't no lines that nobody got events they want to promote.
We got a 3377 on hold. 3377, your mic is open. Your mic is live. I got some excessive background noise.
Anybody else want to chime in and tell about their experience of Valdosta, any upcoming races that's going on?
They got a race on September the 20th, this Sunday, coming in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah, who's going next?
That's going to be in Hattiesburg. That's going to be Bullet and I believe that's Rattlesnake. A car and a bike shootout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're paying out over, I believe, $30,000 in the class, different class.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
going to be this. We have a 0676. 0676. You had your hand up, your mic is open. 0676.
Yeah,
how you doing?
We was in Valdosta. Good. Yeah, we was in Valdosta this weekend. I want to say hats off to N2D Camp. We the Katrina Camp. We got, you know, them guys. They took care of business. We're looking forward to doing it again.
Hey,
so,
hey, man, did you hurt your bike?
Huh?
Did y'all hurt that bike the second pass?
No. Don't do it all. No, it didn't hurt.
Okay. Now, I thought it looked like it slowed down the second pass. I know he spun real bad the first pass. But it looked like it was really picking him up. In the second pass, it didn't look like it was moving as fast. So I didn't know if it was hurt or he took some of the tune out of it or what.
We ran him. We lost. And that's the whole story.
Yeah.
Are y'all going anywhere racing?
That's why they,
Eugene?
I'm sorry.
I said, y'all going anywhere to race this weekend?
Not that I know of. I don't think anybody plans for this weekend. Yeah. Hey, my friend, he said that race was in Hattiesburg.
It's going to be this Sunday, the 20th.
Okay. We have
Oh, you can get that caller first.
Okay. Yeah, we have a 5-2. We have a 5-2-4-4. Okay, 5-2-4-4. Your mic is open.
Oh, my bad. I was just listening in, mishit the wrong button. My bad. You can mute my mic.
All right.
Can you tell whoever on speakerphone to get off speakerphone? It's called interference.
Tell anybody to heard you.
Ain't no upcoming events or nothing nobody want to talk about. Nobody want to talk about that weekend. I know somebody had to win this weekend. Besides N2D, your team admitted his losses. Somebody else can admit theirs or their wins won. But do Custom Cuts got anything to say?
But kind of silent.
I guess it was a long weekend in Valdosta.
I don't think Custom Cuts got anything to say. He couldn't back up nothing he said the previous weeks.
I'm surprised that everybody ain't in here going in on him. After all the promises
I drove all the way out there to see him race. I was a fan of his until this Saturday.
I mean, I ain't going to say I was a fan. I heard him talk a lot.
Right. Well, I was a fan. I'm not a fan no more. He need to change his whole persona. He need to change mechanics and bikes and everything. He just need to start all over. Custom Cuts, if you're listening, you need to start all over.
Where everybody at tonight?
Right. See, we got 50 callers listening.
Y'all had a great weekend in Valdosta. I ain't never seen Grizz talk this quiet.
Wow.
Either all the racers showed up and y'all kicked their asses or something. I don't know.
Y'all were quiet. I'm a little bit more into the car scene than the bike scene, but this is actually my first bike episode that I'm listening in on.
So who had the baddest Grudge bike in Valdosta? That question goes to the callers, too. Who is the baddest bike in Valdosta the weekend?
Wow.
Is Eugene still on the line?
Who's that? I actually got a 06. Somebody did. I guess they clicked off. They was trying to have their hand up. Right. I guess he's back. I have a 0676 with the hand up. 0676. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Gene. I lost y'all, so I'm back now.
I guess you went in too deep and ran all the bikes away.
Huh?
I guess you went in too deep, ran all the bikes away.
We ran them all away.
Yeah, don't nobody want to talk on Grudge Talk no more.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think it's ran them away.
Well, you sent them back to the drawing boards or something.
They should have been glad to come on. I was... they probably just listening. They don't want to talk. That's all.
Is Mayo in there? They got us on that street, King?
Yeah. It's open.
I'm trying to see if Mayo in there. I'm trying to see if Mayo in there. The funny bike rider.
What you call him?
I'm looking for Mayo, the funny bike rider.
The motherfucker
who pull off the sideline and lean him and lean all off the bike like he's getting out of control. He ain't going but like 25 miles an hour. I'm trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out for the last 3 days when you lead a line on a street type bike off the two step. What makes you have to lay all off the side of it like it's going toward the left or going toward the right and you trying to bring it back straight when you ain't going but 25 miles an hour?
It ain't never even going down the track yet, huh?
It ain't made it pay the 3 cents. Man, you know what? I'm going to have a serious talk with my boy Mayo. Ever since he bought that clown-ass fluorescent green Halloween suit and them boots, my boy ain't been down the track since. He done blew up 3 motors. He done used everything from a Cinco. I believe he done put a Continental on the back of that bike. He done had a hookup, a Ferrari slick, a Pirelli, a Michelin, a Goodyear. Man, what is it going to take for that man to get that motorcycle down the track? Boy, he just put on a show every time he get there.
He's stupid.
Mayo done added 15 more years to his age, man, trying to get that bike down the track. I'm telling you, he needs to just give it up, man. Push that in the corner. I think he had better luck if he take his slide out and his swing arm off and put on a 2013-14 and a dry shot. He had more fun. I'm telling you, man, that's ridiculous. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Was he dancing on that brother?
Man, you swerve it down, man. I'm scared for him because if it mess around and get some power and pull off, man, he gonna jump clean over the wall in the left lane. Man, that man laying off that motorcycle like he really getting somewhere, man. That man, that dude, he really like he going that slow.
Listen, when I first seen that the other night, I laughed. I said, damn, Mayo so used to this bike going all across the track that he dancing in and they ain't doing that.
Man, that man, he done dancing on that motorcycle. Man, that man dancing. I said, is it leaning? Is it going? Is it trying to go to the wall over there? Why is he laying all off of it?
That was funny.
He's
just really thinking
he's going to go one of these passes. He's going to go. So he's going to be prepared, huh?
He ain't got to worry about it.
He ain't going nowhere. He ain't got to worry about it. He ain't got to worry about it going out of the
Boy, you crazy.
Man, Mel be going so slow he can jump off that motorcycle and run beside it, man. He don't be going nowhere. Why is you running jumping off across that thing? Man, you split him. Y'all are sweating Mel around a funny. Man, Mel, he just practicing for the top fuel ride. That's what he's doing.
Oh.
That's all he's doing, man. I ain't never seen him like that before in my life. Why is he moving around and jumping all across the gas, laying all across the gas? And why is he doing all that? Man, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, I hate for him to make a full quarter mile pass, and he's going to be on a handball when he gets to the finish line. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing like it, boy. Yeah, they had a feeling. What are going to be winning next Bruins? When the next Bruins race? When they going to have the next Bruins race? Hattiesburg for half on Sunday, don't
they? Is it this Sunday?
Hello? Yeah, Hattiesburg is on the 20th, man. Yeah, that's this Sunday.
Yeah, somebody should
have thought
of that. He's a much stronger man than me, because I'm not lying, man. I think I had to leave mine in the corner, man. That man been trying to get on the track for the last 2 years. 2 years with the same bike. Look, tell me again, I sure seen bass on the bike, but I couldn't help but laugh. It was funny. The whole crowd sitting back there. Look here, it's the funniest part. Man, the bike said, the bike sounded good and loping. I'm talking about that monster loping. He loping like he got a gangster. Ooh, where that thing loping? Boy, he took that thing in first gear, get in his form, get in his stand, and shut down in that two-step, and let that button go, man. You think he's got? You think he's getting electrocuted on that motorcycle? Man, what is it? Man, I went to run it. Man, what is wrong? I'm losing, shocking him. What is it? Is he getting electrocuted? Why is he jumping? What's wrong? Then the bike gets right around third gear, and it won't go in the next gear. So it just get on the rear, little go to bust up, pop it, and it's like he raised up real fast off of it, and man, I don't know what the hell, I don't know what the hell got going on, man. It ought to be against the law, man. They need to tell me, old man, look at him. If you can't make it past the 8 mile on the first shot, man, if you can't make it past the 8 mile, man, let it rest, man. Let it go, man. Man, don't y'all know I watch that shit all day long. The same thing. They were doing it, that bike was doing the exact same thing all day long.
You practice dancing with the song.
Man, I don't know what male, man. I don't know when that male let that button go, man. There he go. There he go to jumping and shaking and sliding off the side and all that. Male, let the bike make a move first. Let this motherfucker make some power first. Man, male doing all that, man. He going 60 miles an hour now through that, man. He got mad like he holding the wheel and all. I'm talking about he had like he out of control. Man, please. That man, that's something else, man. He done got a, man, Mayo done did something, man. He done did a, he, a motherfucker got a voodoo doll about on him or something, man. Mayo done did something, man. I ain't never seen nobody had this, this much bad luck. Man, I ain't never seen nothing like it. This is ridiculous, you know. And where's Custom Cut at? He better not say nothing, man. He better not say, he better, Custom Cut better not get on him.
Tell me about him.
He worse than Mayo.
What does he look like?
Man, you know what? Custom Cut did a hell of a bun out. That's all he had left is a bun out. He let that button go. He couldn't get out of first kill. And then on the second pass, he blew up. Man, what are these folks been doing all year? You're supposed to be ready for a grill set like that. You're supposed to be ready. Man, these folks, I don't know what they doing. I don't know what they doing, man. I don't think they even riding their bike. I think they wait their bike settle in the corner, and when the brothers they come, they load up, bring it to the track, charge the battery, and go out there and try to make a pass.
North,
I got something for my boy Mel, though. I'm going to fix him. I'm going to bring some saddle bags, big old windshield, and we're going to take that long swing arm off. Mel gonna ride that bike on the street. Yeah, he gonna ride on the street, man. We can't keep letting him do like that, man. So see, he all the way out of state, man. What happened to that bike? What happened to that bike do start going fast? Man, he can't ride it. He ain't gonna be able to ride it.
Right.
I'm telling you, he ain't gonna be able to ride that bike, man. Anytime you get set in your mind, moving around like that on the motorcycle, what will happen if you do start trying to go fast? Man, that man gonna roll somebody in the lane beside him. I'm telling you now, he going right to the left. When he slide over to the left like that, he gonna pull right in that left lane.
Okay.
The damn male, but the bike going straight. Why is he laying off of it and jumping around like that? Well, I guess you know, maybe he got the crabs or something, man. I don't know what the hell wrong with the bike on that bike like this. Maybe he got crabs.
That was sick.
Yes, sir. I got a couple guys on 5244.
You watch or going to school?
Your mic is up.
Maybe that crab.
Hey, what?
Oh, man, I don't know what's going on, man. That's the funniest thing I've seen, man, all year long right there, though. Man, you land off this motherfucker like you running 215 miles an hour through the heat. I ain't never seen nothing like it, boy. Well, all the girls, boys, that damn, what? I'm hot at these boys with that near to me. Katrina was a category zero. Down there. Man, we don't want to hear that, man.
Right.
What we talking about? We was a category zero. I'm talking about one number with a couple of sprinkles. We just had a bad lane. Lane just was holding. What was that? Category zero. Man, I ain't never heard no shit like that. Where all the girls talking boys at, man? Damn.
Right.
Where all the girls talking boys at? Where Memphis? Well, Memphis Twins and all those folks that be always, you know, all about wait till the next race. Twins been hollering, right. Memphis Twins been hollering, wait till the next race for 12 years.
Open mic for a few more gentlemen. 5244. Your mic is open. 9017.
Tell them in there. Let's get some started.
Okay, 0676. Your back on. 0676, your mic is back open.
No racist,
man. All right, 9206. 9206, your mic is open.
All right, I'm in.
Man, my stomach hurts, man. I ain't got nothing to talk about, man. I have some fun. That was the funniest shit I ever seen. Mayo jump around laying off this motherfucker like he on the top still biting. I ain't never seen nothing like it. All these boys got their mics open. Went in too deep, had a good weekend, didn't
it? Goddamn, Sean, a lot of people have problems, man.
Yeah, but man, in too deep and had no problem. He ran good down through there.
A lot of people had problems.
Yeah, you're right. A whole lot of people had problems. But damn, they supposed to be testing too before they got there, shouldn't they? Yeah, one problem here, you couldn't make enough, you know, you couldn't get enough passes. Oh, one problem. It was taking so damn long. All in the track, radiator and the freezer all down the track, oil and shit all down the track. You know, time was going, you know, a lot of folks didn't want to run while the storm was out. So they started waiting late then, you know, once one Brewers race started, then that's when the Brewers race wanted to stop. But then, you know, the lady fell out down there, so that took about an hour to get that straightened up. It just, you know, really was time consuming, really. They should have had something going on Sunday. So they should have had something going on Sunday where people could have stayed and got some more groceries.
That still wasn't going to matter, man, because the traffic won't be the same.
No, it could have been better because he would have had to clean it up, see? He would have had to clean that stuff up, so he probably would have made it better. But he didn't want to say, dude, they want to clean it up because they were talking about paying to keep it there, you know, keep it to the truck there. But he said he didn't want to clean it up. Till Tuesday or something. You don't want to clean it up. But, you know, it is what it is. Hell, if you flip and you lose lane choice, then you got the bad lane. That's where the tourists come in at. What if you the flip and got the good lane? Then there it is. Hell, 205 Mike had the good lane. Look how he fumbled. And he red lighted and missed 2-3 gears. So it wasn't no problem with lane choice with him. But he fucked up in the good lane.
To tell you the truth, you ain't got damn mail running the same speed now.
Shit. Man, nobody could have shut off in halfway through first year. Hell, I could have coached the fans of mail going.
Family customer.
Who is this that me and mail could be running the same speed?
That's kill zone.
Yeah,
kill zone.
You couldn't get out of track either, could you?
No. 2 hours were burnt together, but we fixed that shit. And by the time we came back around, shit, the oil down came, so it was over with.
Same way with me. Did you see I was up there, too? I tried to make – my nitro bottle fell out here, and I tried to come back around and make a pass here that the boy ordered track down. See? He didn't get no passes. Same thing happened to me. But here, you couldn't get down the track, and I can't get down the track. Shit. That's why we should stay Sunday. That's why we should open the track up Sunday. You already – folks already drove way down now. What the hell? A lot of people didn't get trying to really make for one or two passes. Yeah, you never had a little race going on. So it could have been, you know, it could have been some more stuff going on down there. Where are you going next? What are the next race you going to kill on?
I don't know, man. I was thinking about, Daniel came on there and said he was going to do something for us at the same track on December 1st.
They do that, you know.
At the same track, about off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to spray them here. They're going to do the track like it's supposed to be done.
I mean, all this shit, going on, so you know the man gonna have the track on point.
Yeah, we could, because I wanted, you know, I was kind of, you know, if I lost it on the hook, man, folks, really, it don't be no problem with neither land if I lost it. I don't know what the hell going on this time. And they just had a car race there.
Why wasn't that name? Somebody said the guy that normally prepped the track, his wife had a baby and he wasn't there. But, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. We ain't bashing the track. I mean, it just, hey, it's just racing.
Yeah, it just had one lane was better than us, that's all.
It's just luck of the draw, you know. We flip for it twice. Unfortunately, we got the left lane twice.
Yeah.
It's racing. That's why they call it racing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So they talking about something in December. So ain't nothing going on before then?
And they got something in North Carolina?
They got Grudge Wars in Phoenix City Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Man,
where?
This coming Sunday in Phoenix City. They got a race in Hattiesburg this Sunday, and they got a race in Phoenix City. This Sunday. Phoenix City might be the, I don't know. I know Phoenix City said Phoenix City track looked pretty good.
Man, you know, there's going to be a million people that Sunday.
Yeah, that's what they say. I've seen, you know, I've saw some YouTube stuff of that. I ain't never been to that track, but I've seen YouTube. Man, they be here a little bit more folks on Starline than at the track. So you can't hardly see the bikes for the people, you know, down the Starline.
There's 50-something people.
It's been in the city. They have it going on down there. Yeah, boy,
where is Phoenix City?
It's over outside of Montgomery. Montgomery, Alabama, somewhere down there.
Oh, okay.
You're on the other side of Montgomery down there.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like going towards Valhalla. You know, when you're going towards Valhalla off 82, when you're going through Montgomery. It's over there somewhere.
Nah, it's
like
about, ride, about a good 40 minutes from Montgomery.
I knew it wasn't that far, but I knew it was all around Montgomery somewhere. Boy, I tell you what, I seen that boy, I don't know who was riding it, but that Philly made bike. Man, that boy fooled some nice wheelers out there. Two of them. I said, man, that's kind of strange when a bike that long up in there, that high. That boy was up there like a street bike.
That means he's putting down something, baby.
He ain't putting down nothing. He's putting up something. he ain't putting down. He's putting up.
Y'all want to do something with y'all bike again?
He cool, hunting.
Do we want to do what?
Y'all want to do something with y'all bike again?
Yeah, we're going to do something with them. We're going to do something with every 1,000 running. Every one of us. We don't make no difference who riding and who 1,000 is. We're going to run all of them. We just need somewhere to go run at. Yeah, you gotta wait 2 months before you get a race.
Say what now?
See, we gotta wait 2 months for the race.
I ain't gotta wait that goddamn long. Goddamn, they got Grudge Wars in Phoenix City Sunday.
Did y'all ask Buck too? they asked I think they did go to King Buck and ask him for a raise.
Man,
but it was
we
something
went
else.
To,
that Buck,
we went to everybody. Everybody. We even went in too deep, and they made an excuse talking about the bottle was fucked up.
Well, he did drop his
he broke his nitrous bracket.
The only good thing about it, goddamn, is another event at the same track.
That's right. Sure will. It's another event, and they got something in Rockingham on November the 1st through the 3rd or something, man.
I said that because he said Weston McCullough was looking for a race, you know.
That's right.
What made me say what I said.
Okay, and then what about the you know, that bike, like, it was ready to run it for the good. It was all flat black 1,000 with the Rossi guy was riding. You know, he was running pretty good, but he didn't race nobody. You know, the flat black 1,000 with the flat slick on it.
Yeah, with Ross on the back of his suit. Open the mic for a couple of minutes. 8310, your mic is open. 1-870-1870, your mic is live. 111-111, your mic is live.
Yeah, get some raises going.
Well,
I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be at Rockingham.
What's up, fellas? Did y'all really get up and cuss if his bike would have went down the track? Do y'all think he would grow it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, y'all, you know what? One thing about it, y'all can say what you want to say. But if you was around my camp, you would have saw it wasn't me. Well, it wasn't me, bro. It wasn't me. So, I mean, I'm going to let y'all say what y'all want to say because y'all going to say it, but it wasn't me.
You the chief of
that
operation,
man. Look here. The only thing I do is pay the bill and I ride. That's all I do. I mean, you know, I was there.
Well, you were there.
You know,
What's wrong? You had a, what? No, man. You know what? It
wasn't nobody's fault. It was just a bad day for me. It was a bad day for me. I mean, everybody had him.
I can't argue with you on this. Everybody had him, so I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and make no excuses. I invited probably like 30 or 40 people to the track. And at this time, I'm going to tell y'all, all jokes aside, everybody showed up, and I couldn't even get down the track. It's my fault. I had a bad day. It's my fault, man. It's my fault. That's all I'm gonna say. I mean, you can't argue with me on that. I'm taking the blame. It was my fault. I just wasn't prepared. I mean, I don't know.
But you end up having fun. You end up getting on a bike racing. You was on some long street type bike.
But you got to understand. That wasn't no grudge race. I just pulled up beside that dude, and you know, we just went down the track because it was so much commotion at the track as far as like oil downs and the antifreeze and all, I don't know. But, I mean, we just pulled up. They were rushing people up to the line, so I just pulled up beside this bike. And that, you know, that booster that I was on, that was the first pass that went down the track all day.
Hey, Sean.
Come here. Point over there a bit.
Sean.
He had some wood over there a bit.
He had some heavy money to bet that day if he went down the track.
Yeah, just
didn't
get the bike.
Man, you know, I'm gonna tell you, everybody on the phone that's from New Orleans or Louisiana tonight, they already know what we was packing over there, bro. The money was no problem, the food was no problem, the women was no problem. The only problem was Caesar couldn't go down the track, and I can't help that, bro. I mean, you know, I did everything I could. Sometimes you just can't, you know, just can't get right.
I got a question for you. Where it is, you pin? Where it is, you pin? Where it is, cuz done gone? He gone. Where it is that you do race? He probably is. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you had to hang it up.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh man!
Hey, Sean, I got a question for you. I want you to clear something up for me, Sean.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I know you've been racing a long time.
Yeah.
Let me show you how much confusion folks are trying to stir up. You know when we got ready to run in too deep, right?
Right.
Wasn't no water in the water box, right?
Right.
So I had one bottle of water I was holding for Little Richard and the other bottle of water I had in my hand. So
yeah,
I poured water.
Yeah, I poured water.
I poured the water on the ground. How about these guys said I was the reason they lost their dog? How about these guys that was sitting on the side say I was the reason Katrina lost because I poured cold water on the track with the butt out?
Hey, Eugene.
Kind of stupid, crazy stuff that is.
Help me with this, Sean. You've been racing for years.
Man, I don't care. Hey. For cold water, hot water, water, water. What difference does it make? Where do you think the water comes from when it comes out of the water hole?
Thank you.
Hey. What do you think is some kind of special water come out of the water hole?
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, but where is with Geronimo? They said Eddie Kane was up there jaw-jacking, and Geronimo wouldn't even take off for himself.
Well, you can't worry about it. Let me tell you something. One thing you got to learn, you can't pay no attention to the street committee. Because there'd be more people out there, talking shit that don't have a clue to what be going on.
Exactly. Yep.
I've seen dude on the scooter, look right back at the guy that owns Geronimo, and say, I'm talking to you.
He did what now?
He was talking to Clifton Good, and Clifton Good wouldn't ever say nothing. And then he said, yeah, I'll get the back time.
He'll get who the back time?
What he said, I was right there standing there.
Wait a minute now, let me make sure, because I missed this. And I didn't hear that part. He didn't get who the back pass?
That he was going to be hearing the back to Art. Well, I ain't going to say that. I might. He wanted to raise Henry. He said he'll run in because him and Custom Cuts was together, and he'll run Henry. And he said, yeah, I'm talking to him. And the main Henry, I guess, who owns, never said a word.
Oh, well, maybe I missed something then because I didn't hear none of that.
That's because they wanted Custom Cuts to ride the bike, and they was going to get him the back town.
Oh, they were going to get him the back town. Oh, okay.
In the staging lanes earlier that day, Bad Boozer, the owner Eddie Kane, and Ray Lee were saying, look, if you ride Geronimo, we'll give you the back tie, or we'll run Geronimo with Michael on it, heads up. And, you know. Say what now?
What was the reason the race didn't pop off? They think
the reason the race didn't pop off because you had an hour oil now. You know, I mean, you know, we can sit here and talk about it all day, but you know, man, look, I'm gonna just tell you like this right here. Everybody wanted to make a pass first. Wasn't nobody confident in nothing that day. Everybody needed to make a pass, but it was a lot of staging lane talk that really. If I would have called a hand on it, they wouldn't have tried. They wouldn't have tried. If I was down Geronimo, it'd have came in with a ran with its tail to
it.
Oh, like I say, man, we bought enough money down there, we could have rented any bike out there. Trust me. We could have rented or bought any motorcycle down there. So, I mean, the money wasn't no problem. It was just that, man, hey, my crew, me and my crew wasn't ready. Everybody else was ready. We weren't ready.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, but I'm going to tell you, when those guys came back around and told me they asked everybody around there and two, they asked for the hit in the April mile, man, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all watch that Billy Mays run against Tootie, man, both of them bikes look horrible.
Yeah.
Both of them bikes look horrible.
There you go.
No, I'm being, can't nobody hold it.
No, I knew you were going to come on there, goddamn, and,
Man, look here, Kill zone.
No, there we go.
Man.
I'm going to be real with you, cuz. It's like, me and you be back and forth every week after week. And ain't none of that goddamn. Me know you made it down the track, man. That shit really uncomfortable, though. You blew your goddamn motor to second pass. So why the hell you going to come on here and talk about somebody else?
Hold on.
Wait a minute. So much noise. You got a lot of noise somewhere.
Killzone, what did you say?
I said you had blew your motor back in. Why you gonna come over here and talk about somebody else?
And you know what? Hey, I'm trying to wait to interfere with you.
Whoever got their phone on speakerphone, you need to turn it off.
I'm going to answer you, Killzone. Let me let this interference go over here. I don't know who's from the room. Hello?
Hey, T-Mac, can you mute that line?
What line? Yeah, can you mute that phone?
I'm going to see which one. I'm going to check. Let me see what I'm going to do. Put them on hold, see? Yeah, put them on hold.
Till I get the right one. Don't mute me. Whatever you do, I want to answer this question.
I'm going to mute you. I'm going to answer.
All right,
time.
There you go.
No.
That ain't
move. I think that's better. Okay, we'll go back to
this. Somebody got a radio on.
Killzone, can you still hear me?
Yeah, somebody got a speakerphone. Yeah, somebody got a speakerphone and got a radio on or something. A radio up loud.
I'm going down the hall, Kenny. I'll figure out in a minute. And we'll get back in and say something. I'm going to kill him.
There it is.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm going to get the rest of the still got echo? I'm over everybody else's mic back up except that last one I just killed, okay? All right.
Fellas, can y'all hear me?
That's the one I got the echo.
Hello.
We got you.
Okay. I wanted to answer that question that Killzone had.
Okay, I'm going to open up the mics except for that last phone. You still got echo?
Yeah. No.
No echo. No echo?
Can you hear me now, cuz? CC, you can hear me now?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's it. He ain't got no echo now.
Okay,
all
right.
Can you hear me now?
Nah. Open all of them back up except that last one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that probably kills on.
822. Yep. 822, your line is open. 8351. 8351, your line
which
is open.
Which one? My cousin? Yeah.
5244.
He come out this year. He's going to school up in Illinois, but we got a guy coming to LSU today. He already signed for LSU.
Man, we talking about motorcycle racing.
1948, your mic is open. 1948, your mic is open. And 9439. 9439, your mic is open.
Hello?
Just make sure y'all put my boy Shine back on here.
Hello?
I'm on here.
Oh, okay. I just got to make sure you on here. You done lied the whole show up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm back on here. Now, let's get back in here. Let's get back on this thing. What you talking about?
Hello?
Kill's on, say he got something to say.
Am I on here?
Yeah,
hello.
Your
mic is open. Hello, your mic is open.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? This pig in too deep.
In too deep. You had a good weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. You know, anytime you win, anytime you can leave with a truck, with more than you come with, it's a good weekend.
Yeah, we were spending just like everybody else was.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all just had to, like I said, the right lane was a little better than the left lane. Like I said, you hit the left lane, I mean, you know, you get the lane or whatever lane you get, you don't race that lane, you got to run in. You know, you got to race the lane. You can't race whoever knows which. You racing the track.
That's exactly right.
You racing the track. You know, whoever can get out of track better than the next lane.
You know what? I just wanna give props to In Too Deep tonight. I never seen a bike go that fast with a pig on it riding. You know, I wanna give big up to the In Too Deep. You know, cause I never seen a rider on it. I mean, that rider is chubby. I don't know who he was. I didn't see him. He had his helmet on, but he's real chubby. You know,
boy, you need to just quit.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm giving him props on his win. Getting his props, right? Look, I'm just saying. You must have major horsepower to have a big rider like that.
What are you talking about, Nanu?
I don't know who you're talking about because ain't nothing big about Nanu.
That's who we're riding.
I don't know who riding. I didn't know who was riding it. I'm just saying, you know, I enjoy watching a bike go down the track with a big rider on it. That really shows that horsepower can get you to the finish line. Horsepower can get you to the finish line.
I bet y'all probably weigh the same.
I guarantee you we don't.
With your hair?
What?
Hey, he took a shot at the dog.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
You opened it up. Hey, CC, you opened that can of worms up, so let's now.
Wow, that's freaking crazy, man. Okay, all right. You know, I was just, never mind. Wow. Hey, did everybody enjoy seeing my models walk around the track with the purple dress on?
Yeah, she was cute. Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hey, I don't like that, bro, because you lied to me.
What you talking about?
You lied to me, bro.
Hey, I can lead you to the water. I can't make you drink.
No, but you ain't never even brought the water around.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Don't sit there and talk about you leading to the water. Hell, why the water was way up there in Memphis?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. I was so mad at the track, man. I ain't going to say nothing. Never mind. I ain't going to say nothing. I like to get into a whole different subject.
Yeah. Okay, next conversation.
Yeah. But the purple dress was there. The purple dress was there.
I ain't see none of that. I came over there 100 times to you over there.
Well, you must have been blind because the purple dress was there.
Listen, he know exactly what I'm talking about. He didn't know that 7-1. He told me a whole different ball game.
Man, hey, man.
Just come over here. I got you. Yeah, he had me, all right.
Hey,
I ain't seen nothing yet.
I forgot to tell you, the only way I got you, if I have a good day. If Custom Cuts didn't have a good day, so if I don't have a good day, ain't nobody going to have a good day.
See that? I didn't know you were selfish, too, now.
I want to smile on my face.
Now, listen, now you done just told me you selfish, so now I'm going to cut you loose.
When the pimp open the door and he ain't smiling, you better close that door. But I just want to say I bought the purple dress out. The purple dress came over there. It was a lot of hating going on. But let me tell you something. Ain't nothing hanging around me but a bunch of red bones. That's all I'm telling you. You know, when you come to Valdosta, when Dano make up that race, she will be back there. She will be back there.
You ain't no pimp, man. You ain't no pimp.
Hey, I can't make her talk to you now. You got to have a little game.
Look, you ain't did nothing. I ain't know the woman leave over there while you
were. Put your asses down.
Hey, you got to have a little game about yourself. I can't make a talk to you now. I can lead you.
Listen, you ain't say, man, the girl here, you ain't say nothing. Now you want to get on the radio and broadcast it like you pimping.
Hey, man.
I'm going to get off you, though. I ain't going to bother.
Let me ask y'all something now. What did y'all really think about the track conditions down there at all? Yeah, about also. I mean, I'm about for my home track.
Hold up. Let's get this straight. I'm going to cut you off. We're going to cut that off at the head right now.
Right now, yeah.
Hey, look. Any track you go to, I don't care where you go to. It might hook for the first six races you go there. But one time you go there, it might not. So it ain't nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? What I was going to say before you cut me off, I was going to bounce on my track. You know, I want to tell everybody that the guy that normally pressed the track, he wasn't having no baby. I think that guy right there is some mix-up that, you know, what people got going on the Internet. I think that guy went to Bradenton. From what I've been hearing and what I've been told, that guy went to Bradenton.
Yep.
You know, so.
He went to Orlando. Not yet Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. So this is Custom Cut saying this, and I got this from official sources right here. That guy left the track, and I'm telling y'all, if y'all on Battle Roster, he normally be on point. I'm going to bounce from my home track. But that guy, he left. It's been a lot of confusion between the bikes. You know, I ain't going to call the name between two races, and people been picking sides, and the guy left. But it's all good, man. I want everybody to come back. I really think the track's
going. They're going to go back to that offer.
You know, I mean, ain't no cracks pouring down our track, down to 60-foot. Ain't no cracks in that track whatsoever. And if y'all notice, that machine normally goes out there. Before me and Taco Bob's race, that machine went all the way down the track, spraying VHT all the way down the track. We didn't get that this time, the past weekend, but... Trust me,
Dano's
gonna be on point. We got it.
Hey, CC.
What's going on, my friend?
Somebody told me to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead, my friend.
They wanted to know what's up with the syrup and the pancake.
Okay, let me explain a little something to you about the syrup and the pancake.
Okay.
I got a bottle of syrup put in front of me when I showed up to the track. I got a bottle of syrup put in front of me when I showed up at the track.
Okay.
You know, by Michael Phillips. But you know what? The cat is cool. A little weird, but he's cool. You know. I can't knock him. He's weird. Don't get me wrong, but he's cool. He's cool. And he did tell me he had a little problem with a grudge race. They bid an X amount of money, and the guy.
Oh, man.
They got that mixed up.
Yeah, for real. Now, this is what he told me. Now,
hold on. Let me go to the old veteran again. Shine, still on here?
I'm on here. Go ahead.
Look, if I come to you and I ask you, hey, what we gonna do? Let's do a grudge race. You say yes. Say what we gonna do it for? Well, we gonna do it for two. What you think that is?
I don't think it's gonna be in 2,000.
No. Y'all got to understand, bro. Y'all got to understand. These guys don't bet over $500. So honestly, I'm gonna speak up for them. Honestly,
oh,
they probably
man, come on, man. Come on.
I'm talking about the guys that Michael Phillips ran. Them guys don't bet over $500.
Man, you crazy as hell. Ain't nobody in the world finna run no grub bike for no damn $200.
Boy, y'all, you know what?
I bet you one thing. Let me ask you a question then, Custom Cut. I bet you if Mike and them would have lost and they'd have went over there and paid them that $2,000, I bet they wasn't going to say it was $200.
I mean, you know, that I can't speak for. You know, because I don't know what somebody got owed out to the government. I don't know what. I can't speak for that. Well, what I'm saying is when they race around here with us, we know not to bring no more than $500 because
They ain't no $2,000 workers. I'm telling you. And I told Mike, bro, you 10, 12 hours away from the house. Why you over here putting money on the wood like that? I mean, putting money up like that without putting it in somebody's hands.
Listen, cuz, if you run your bike and you tell a man you going to run it for that, that's what it is. Hell,
when we ran 200.
Hey,
you
ain't gonna never think it's no
200. No, I ain't gonna think all this. I'm on a
dog
on both ads.
Man,
wouldn't it be much better to say 2,000, say 2 instead of saying 2?
Well,
yeah.
But listen.
We're gonna run for 5, we're gonna run for 3, or we're gonna run for 2.
Right.
I know 100.
So y'all mean to tell me, if y'all came over here to run me, and I said, man, let's run for 5. No, I'm going to say, man, let's run for 5 stacks. That's how I'm going to put it.
That's right.
I ain't going to say no 2.
Yeah. But if you say, if me and you go today, the first thing you're going to say, what we're going to do for 3, 4, whatever, you said 5. We already understood it.
Oh, I'm already thinking 1,000. I'm already thinking it's 3 zeros. I mean,
right.
Yeah, 3 zeros,
right.
Yeah.
That's
you don't
right.
Have to.
You know, we locked in. We might lock in
500
or lock in 200 or something. But
yeah,
we raising for some
stacks. If a joker talking about coming to run me, and he say we're going to run for 2, I ain't thinking no 200. I ain't thinking no 200.
Exactly.
No. You know.
It was just a misunderstanding, but I still feel, you know, I could be wrong.
If they had a loss and paid that 2,000, I don't believe they would have gave it back.
That's what I think.
No,
that's
no.
My point exactly. I don't believe they'd give it back. I think they just went on just like it was 2,000. I feel the same way. Because
yeah,
guess what? When they came over there to pay that, if they had a law, because they already had it in their mind already, it was 2,000.
Right.
So if they went over there, it'll shock me for them to say, okay, we, man, I wasn't running you for the 2,000. Here's your 1,800 back. We, you know, it was just $200 we were running for. I don't think it would happen.
It wouldn't happen.
But you know what?
And I'm not saying nothing against them guys, and I hope they don't get offended by what we said, but I'm just being real.
The best thing to do is always put it on the line exactly to the end. 200, 2,000. They some
right.
People that they gave and said 2,
right,
they think it's
200.
Who's
going to hold the money?
There you go.
Yeah,
all they had to do was make them out of hold of money. It was funded up right there.
When Mike came to me with that, it kind of shocked me because I'm like, you know, I know when he said the guys he ran, I was like, oh, man, I could have told you that wasn't $2,000, but I couldn't explain that to Mike. But Mike wanted his money.
Yo, shit, you blame him?
Yeah, no, I can't blame him. I'm just saying, I couldn't, you know, but if I came over your way and ran some guys that don't never run for 2,000, and I said, man, these guys owe me 2,000.
That's no excuse. My thing is this. Who grudge race for $200?
You're right.
Yes, I can see if you still on a stock bike, and you came from next door to walk over across the street to the track, then I can see it. To drive 9 hours for $200, come on, man, ain't nobody that desperate.
Exactly. You're right, and I, you know, and I didn't try to sugarcoat that with Mike. I was like, bro, you know, you don't need to get in no trouble down here. You know, just let that be a lesson. Next time, put it on the wood.
Well, yeah, the next time they just had to clear it up. I mean, it's okay.
I had my own issues, man. I think it was a bad day for everybody at the track except Eddie Kane. I mean, you know, they got their wins, and, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
I think everything played out for the best for Eddie Kane and them and that clique. And, you know, everybody else just had a bad day, man. It was just a bad day, you know.
Hey, everybody else raced, so it ain't a bad day. You win some, you lose some. You live to see the other day.
But you know what?
I'm not going to call it a bad day. We lost. It was a good day because we had fun and we lost. So guess what? We'll do it again.
Yeah.
That's a racer right there.
You got a few more guys with their hand up. Open a few more mics. 2529. Your mic is live. 9017. Your mic is live. and 4081. 4081, your mic is on. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Cuss.
Yeah, what's going on, my friend?
Justin Cuss, this is the owner of Dilla Maze. What you had to say about the races between me and Cooley?
I can't hear you, sir. I mean, what did you say?
You were mentioning something about the race between me and Tootie. I'm the owner of the Billy Mays bike.
Right, right.
And you were saying something now about you about to tell kids on something?
Nah, he's talking about y'all was terrible. No, he said.
Who was terrible?
Kills on you, Buck.
Who was terrible? I bet it with Billy Mays. How they was terrible?
Man, you just said it earlier, man, that him and Tootie on looking terrible going down the track.
Yeah, they look terrible, but that still don't tell you what my money. I bet it with Billy Mays, though, because I know how Tootie Bike was gonna do.
And
so
I'm
you can ask you.
I'm telling you what you said.
Hey,
man,
let me tell you something, Kills.
Saying,
you ain't gotta call.
Tell the man what you said, because
I said both of these bikes look horrible going down the track.
Hey, wait, hold on. You saw we wheeled it. That's the only reason why we didn't get it out the bike.
Look here, owner of Billy Mays. I made that comment, but I still had my money where I thought my money was going to be good at. And I bet it with y'all. Both of y'all bikes look horrible going down there, but I still bet it with you.
What?
If I thought Tootie was going to win, you know, I would have bet it with Tootie. Well, it don't matter. I know one thing. At that gate, if you wouldn't have came up, I already knew what was going to happen. My money would have been good. You know, so I don't need
what?
Nobody to call nobody in the background and try to get nobody to come on here and act like
hey,
a
no,
man.
No, that didn't happen.
Hey, Kills on, you ain't got you some reinforcement, huh?
No, come on, man.
I ain't even got that man number, man.
I was just curious to see what he was talking about. That's all.
No, I'm just saying, man. Both bikes went down the track and they did not look pretty. But Rio recognized Rio, bro. I seen the 60. Y'all was two bikes in front of Tootie before y'all came up. I know this because I was standing way back past the start line, and I bet it with y'all. When y'all came up. Dude, I'm telling you, he didn't charge on y'all until y'all was coming down.
We made a little adjustment, a little bit, probably too aggressive a little bit, just to get the bike down the track, you know. So, I mean, like I said, I can't take nothing from him. He won, so I can live with that. As long as he give me another race back, I'm good.
Man, you might well forget that, man. That man bust up all the way through the quarter mile. Man, he was struggling. Even when y'all was on the way down, he was struggling to get back.
Man, shut up, Custom Cut.
No,
yeah,
you
man,
shut up.
He won,
saying,
man. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing about that. Yeah,
hello,
I'm
man,
really care about you getting another race, though.
Skills on the way. Got him some bag up on you, Custom Cut.
Hey, man, listen, I told y'all. What I got to lie? I ain't got that man number, man.
No.
One thing about grudge racing, you got to take the good with the bad. I don't care nobody talk bad about me. I don't care nothing about that. But when I say back, don't bash me for that.
Hey, Custom Cut, you see Kills on there, say another, you see Kills on there, open mouth, tell Billy May he came on the line. He's a gorilla in a minute. That's all he is, a gorilla in a minute. Now he just let me back in. Custom Cut, you ain't shit, dog.
I'll be there Sunday. I'll be in Phoenix City Sunday. Don't talk about the past. I will be in Phoenix City Sunday. Like you was promoting, I'll be in Phoenix City Sunday at Grub Fest 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll be there Sunday.
So whatever you want to run me with.
That tours you got, I have it over that Sunday. I'm going to run you with the street tie we got. I'm going to run you with the street tie just to show you Just to show you.
There we go.
Just to show you.
And then look, you
got that, man.
I mean, no, hold on. Ain't no need girls talking about no rape. All that shit we talked about last week. And
man,
then she asked
got
me, I don't know who to talk to you about
man,
another race, dog.
Man, look,
but you
ain't got to talk to me. You ain't got to talk to me. You ain't no woman.
Man, I talked to 2 to 3 times at the event. 2 to 3, he chased your motherfucking ass, goddamn.
Man, come on, man. Come on, man. He was chasing a dream then. He was chasing a dream then. He was chasing a dream.
How y'all gonna chase somebody that didn't even go down the track?
Man, because, man, let me tell you something, man. When you talk shit on here before a fucking event, they say Cousin Cut was all on goddamn Facebook and all that shit. Just like Cousin Cut talk shit to me, and my bike not nearly fucking down. You see what I'm saying? He talk shit to me. That's how you gonna talk shit to a person that ain't go down the track.
Well,
he
can't run nobody.
He's
gonna run if he ain't go down the track.
He had distance sitting on his. He wasn't a man enough to get on his own motorcycle. Nigga, get some balls about yourself. That's what I'm saying. Get some balls about yourself. That's what you do. Get on your own motorcycle Sunday. Get on your own motorcycle Sunday.
I'm not Sunday. I'm riding my motorcycle goddamn Sunday. What the fuck
yeah,
you
right.
talking about?
Yeah, all right. We'll see.
One thing about it, you terrible, dude. You so fucking terrible,
yeah.
Man.
You know what?
No
you know what?
You knew your goddamn bike was going. I was finna go in front of you, and you goddamn told Dustin you want to go in front of me, and you left all that fucking oil on the track. You knew your fucking bike was goddamn leaking.
Oil on the track.
Yeah, you left all that oil on that damn track.
Oil on the track. Man, my bike sitting right here in the trailer. My bike sitting right here in the trailer, ready to go. What you talking about?
Get along.
It doesn't matter if he left all on the track. You ain't go down the track no way.
And then we finish the shit and came goddamn right back. So what that matter?
Well, somebody else was all down the track before that now. Before y'all came back.
No, it was Tesla Cut. It was mopping like a motherfucker when Tesla Cut went down.
Man, come on,
I think Custer Cut came up out the mail when mail came up there with the oil thing out. That's where the oil came from.
Man, come on, man. You know, this dude going to say whatever he want to say, man. But you know what? Sunday, when I pull it out of the trailer and want to race you, with you sitting on your own motorcycle, what you going to do? What you going to do, Killzone? You going to race me Sunday?
I tell you this right here, playboy. I give you $500
if you even draw me at Dano's next race. I give you $500 to draw me, and I'll put that in your hand.
Dustin ain't coming back down. He gonna be on the bike.
I want you to draw me, playboy.
Man, you sound so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Dude.
Send your motorcycle, pay your house note, and then you holler at me, all right?
You just said early in the show that you were done. You ain't racing no more.
Who said I was done? Who said that?
I swear I'm going to marry you too old, man.
Man, look here, man. Send your motorcycle, pay your house note, and put a little money in your pocket, and holler at me at the concession stand, all right? That's what you do.
And all that talking you saying don't mean shit, Cousin Cut. So, goddamn, everybody on here know you still fail to race your goddamn bike this year. And then last Wednesday, all that shit you talking to my let's go guy, we testing tomorrow and all that shit. And I'm goddamn, I really trying to see you make a clean pass because I want to see you race. And then you get right back to
look,
the motherfucking track and do the same
look,
shit you did
look,
at the
look,
car,
this is a message to the host of the show. Can you chime in 25-29 because this Santos, maybe he can clear up what happened at the track about the bet, if you can. 25-29. Yeah.
29-29.
25-29.
All right. You know, his mic is open.
Hello?
His mic is open. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, man, who, I guess that's Mike Phillip crew, right? That's on his line too, right?
Yeah, they was on here, Santos. Mike Phillips crew, are you still on?
Everybody still, they listening, go ahead.
I need to make sure they on here.
Just say what you got to say, they listening.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what the problem is. I mean, if we can...
We can't even hear him.
There's another guy, 6775. 6775.
Yo.
Yeah, this mic is open. Hold on, Mike. Hold tight, Mike. Hey, open that line back up. What's that line? What's the number? Custom cut?
2529.
Who you talking about?
That's the guy that owns the third device.
Yes, 2529 line is open.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I'm here now. Like I said, man, I said, I thought we got this thing squared away at the track. Apparently we didn't.
No, I mean, that's water under the bridge, but my thing was, dog, my boy came back and said, y'all wanted to do it for 25, and then he said you wanted to do it for 2. So my thing, like I told my boy, after the race was done, I was looking for the 2,000. But if he said he wanted to do it for 25, and then he said you said 2, then, I mean, how you get more? We're going to run for 25 hours, and we're going to run for
25 hours. Who is this? Mike Phillips.
Your boy, I can't
remember his name. I don't even know his name. But when he came, what's his name?
It's the big dude, Red Boy.
Okay, yeah, anyway, but when he came to me, he came to my trailer. He said, hey, man, if you asked me if I wanted to do something, I said, well, not really, man. I said, I really don't want to do nothing, man, because I can't get my bike to go straight down the track, man. So his exact words was, hey, man, you know, well, we can do it for something light. So I said, what you call light? You know what I mean? He said, we can do it for 2. You see what I'm saying? And right there, the misunderstanding, it was a misunderstanding on both our sides. You see what I'm saying? He should have clarified and say, okay, well, 2 grand, and I should have said, well, 2 what? You see what I'm saying?
Yep. But that's water under the bridge. I mean, it ain't about that shit. I can't cry about it. But, he told me at first, he said, he actually, let's do it for 25. And then he said, it ain't got to be a lot. He said, let's do it for a little something light. Then you said, yeah, we can do it for the 2. He said, you want to do it for the 2? And he said, yeah, you said the 2. My thing was, we gave him the 2,000, so everything, I didn't know, because I was over there working on the bike. So I wasn't there. If I was there, I'd have had the money up before I even run. So I don't know who was holding the money. So, I mean, it's more of a little luck, though.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? I mean, evidently still a misunderstanding because it came back on the radio tonight. You see what I'm saying? The one thing I don't play with nobody money. You see what I'm saying? I don't play with nobody money at all, you know?
I got you, bro.
And then
I don't think it came from Mike. I mean, it was just people that was just talking about it. I don't think it came from them. I think it was just people that was talking about it in general.
No. I'm going to tell y'all. No, I want to clear this up. I want to tell y'all this. I walked from around my trailer. Michael Phillips was standing there with a beard in his hand. He said, Custle Cut, I don't know what's wrong with your boys, but I'm going to have to take it out on you. They didn't pay my money. I said, what you talking about?
And I pushed in that trailer, had your butt up, and I poured that syrup on it. What your man say, hey, kid, I give you what your man say, you mess the motherfucker. Now, fix your man say, you gonna leave me alone, motherfucker? I told you, you gonna leave me alone.
On the real though, man, in the future, man, to keep down a lot of problems, y'all got to start goddamn letting the loose party hold the money. Or letting a promoter hold the money. That's why I told Phillip when he came and talked to me, you know. I mean, that really is the best thing to do to keep down a whole lot of problems.
But I mean, it ain't no sweat. That's 4 or 5 days ago gone. So,
yeah, that's over and done with now.
That's all I'm saying.
I was just saying, like, in the future and shit, man, you know,
yeah.
Right thing, the right way to do it.
Get him coming.
Yeah, look, in the future, if you have a problem with inside of Georgia, don't take it out on me.
They ought to take it out on you talking ass. Like Dan said, this motherfucker talk too much. Talking motherfucker.
Hey,
race they got coming up in Phoenix City, that's 8 mile, quarter mile.
8 mile?
I don't know. I can't do for the shedding ponies. I gotta let this thoroughbred loose. He can't run in the 8 mile. He gotta have a back door to run out.
Hey, CC.
Yes, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, guess what Mike was trying to do after the race was over with?
Hey,
what's that?
See you with that bullshit, ain't you?
What's that, trying to get my autograph?
No.
All right,
Mike,
you're with that bullshit.
I'm going to leave you alone there. I ain't going to mess with you there. I'm going to let it go. I'm gonna leave my friend alone. I ain't gonna tell y'all what he's doing.
Man, your word ain't shit.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about too.
Who you talking to? Who you talking about? Cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the same thing to me too, Mike.
Same
thing to me.
I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. Did y'all see the purple dress, the red bomb?
Nope.
We ain't see it.
Nope.
You claim you were bringing that for us. We didn't see it.
Exactly.
First thing, what he told you, Mike? Man, hit me up when you get the time. Hit me up.
Mm-hmm. How y'all say it over there? Make them say, yes, sir.
Remember?
Yeah. Ray Charles and TV One of us saw that motherfucker. I did.
Whoa, boy. Because
you a sellout, man. Mike brought that flip over there for you, though.
So did.
Hey, look
at that.
Look at
We tried to get Mike Paparazzi to come over there to while we could have filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I ain't going to say that. Let me be good tonight. Let me be good tonight.
I don't care if you be good or not. I want you to say it. I'm already one up on y'all already.
Michael Phillips, did you see the purple dress?
Nope. Nope, I did. I'm like you.
Hey, ask Malcolm. Ask Malcolm. He saw it.
I did. See what you saw?
I ain't seen nothing, and I went to his trailer all night long waiting for him. When he drove up, I was over there waiting for him there, because I knew he had promised me something. I get over there, guess what he told me, Mike? All the things he said, man, don't go nowhere. We got plenty of food. That's all the things he told me.
That was it.
Hey.
That's all. He ain't say nothing about no purple dress or nothing.
No.
I drove away from the track playing Key Sweat. Make it last forever.
Hey. For what? Why you want to make it last forever?
That's crazy as hell.
Hey, y'all got to agree. We got some of the baddest red bones in GA. We got some of the baddest ones. Yes, sir.
Man, I
tell you what, when you come back down this way, we ain't going to treat you like you treated us.
Man, I saw what y'all had all been Hattiesburg. I saw what y'all had all been. I don't like nothing with bullet wounds and tattoos.
All right, now listen, we ain't promoting Hattiesburg. We ain't got nothing up there. But wait till you come back down this little down the way, down here.
Yep. Yes, sir. Boy.
You just come down here tonight. Come down here tonight before the race. We gonna show you how we really party down here. We ain't gonna do you like you did us. We ain't gonna sell you out like you did us.
What did I tell y'all at the beginning of the show? If Custom Cuts don't have a good day, ain't nobody going to have a good day.
Yeah, but we ain't selfish, though. See, that's the difference between us and you. We ain't selfish.
We real downside boys.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We real downside boys.
So, Michael, are y'all going to run that race back with you and Santos for some real money this time?
No, I ain't going to run...
Man, ain't gonna run them. We gonna run some other people.
Wow.
I wanna try to get a hold of Soupbone either this weekend while I'm off.
I thought you told me you wanted to run
Kill Zone. I would have run Kill Zone too. It didn't matter. I told you I wanted to start off from the bottom with that little red bike. I ain't running no bike. I got all the time in the world. I'm gonna start
Kill
off
Zone,
the bottom, working our way to the top.
There he is, Mike. Get
it.
He on there. Action.
I mean, it don't matter. I'd love to try him out. I ain't gonna worry about it. We can get it on. Me and him supposed to race anyway. From when me and Custom Cup got into it, me and him were both been raced.
Well, damn, he ain't saying nothing, huh? Yeah, you gotta have a banana.
You know you're a gorilla. You gotta have a banana for Kills on the
top. Talk about that man like that. You fucked you wrong.
No, man,
you can talk all you want, but man, everybody know you ain't shit, dude. What you be doing on the fucking track, cuz that shit is so fucking embarrassing, man.
No, you come on here Wednesday after Wednesday, talk entertainment and all that shit. All that shit good. But you ain't racing shit, cuz. Only thing you doing is fucking up the track and make yourself look bad, dog. That's all you ever do. You ain't got to race all this shit, cuz.
How you know I want to put here on the earth to make you look bad? I'm your thorn, okay? I'm going to be a thorn in your butt for the rest of your life.
You ain't nasty. Everybody know you ain't shit in grudge racing, dog, for real.
So what's your name? What's your name in grudge racing?
Leave that man alone, Kill Zone. Man, you know I'm not son shit, goddamn, talking about. So everything I said, goddamn, was true. I ain't talking about custom cut. I'm trying to see about this ring between you and Mike.
I mean, you asking about a race. Well, how the hell me on ask anybody about a fucking race and goddamn if I ain't not dialed in yet?
Oh, man, we don't want to hear that.
Well, custom cut ain't never dialed in, so hell, he custom cut raised everybody. He ain't dialed in.
You go all right.
Everybody.
I'm a tool. I thought you said he raised everybody and he ain't dialed in.
This year.
Man, come on, man. Ain't nobody talking about no fucking beginning of the fucking year, man. It's the end of the goddamn year, man.
That's the only thing you can hold on to. You ain't raced since the beginning.
I got my bike.
Man, we don't even know if that's your bike, man. You got your bike on the internet for sale. What you talking about?
I got
you don't own your bike.
So what's the problem with it?
You talking about you want 25,000 for it? Man, come on, man. Okay, let me talk to the other guy that want to ask me a question. Yes, sir. Go ahead, my friend. I'm gonna throw salt in the game. If anybody even pull 25 G's out of their pocket to give Kill Zone for that bike, they are fools.
You you can say what you want to say. First of all, I don't want 25 for the bike. I want 19 for the bike. And then if I don't sell the bike, it ain't no fucking stress, dog. I ain't stressing my goddamn bike. Why the fuck you think I'm still talking to the fucking track? And then you, man, like I say, cuz, like I say, you ain't shit, cuz, man, cuz. And then you prove that shit to everybody. The last 2 years, 19,000. You prove that shit to everybody that you ain't shit, dog. So
19,000.
Talk all you talk.
Let me tell you something.
Whatever
you
do,
you
can't sell your body for that much.
Still gone. Let me tell you what I can get for 19,000. I can buy Michael Phillips, get me a dog on Pro Stock motorcycle, and get on TV on Sunday and win. Race. Michael Phillips, can I get you for $19,000 in a Pro Stock motorcycle and win me a race on Sunday?
You can't buy my goddamn motor cylinder head and head for that much.
Thank you,
Michael Phillips.
Blow your bike up again. And plus, that motherfucker blow his bike up again.
Who blow their bike?
Who
that bike ain't blow? You must be crazy.
Why the fuck he stopped passing then? Because he couldn't get down the track.
What you talking about? My bike blowed up. I'm gonna be there Sunday. If Phoenix did it.
Put your shit down there now.
What you talking about?
Put
you.
Your shit down there now, Cousin Cut.
No, yeah, I tell you what. You better be ready Sunday. And DTM gonna be at the track. If it don't go down the track, it don't matter. I'm gonna pay him what he asked to be paid, and we're gonna be at the next race. Don't get mad at me,
okay.
Cause I can pull up in the track. And sleep at the track.
It's on my ass trailer.
I paid a call. I know one thing. Michael Phillips is able to cool his bill in our trailer. I know that.
He might well cool his bill. You ain't had no woman for him to get up there cool.
Wow. I can't believe y'all.
Hey, I tell the real reason. Tell the real reason why you put Mike up in that trailer. Because he brought that surf over there.
Come on, man.
You gotta keep it cool.
And then after he won that 200, he said, let me go ahead and get Cousin Cut $100 because I don't want over that tall be begging me tomorrow.
We got a few more guys trying to get in, y'all. I'm going to click it up. 844, your line is open. 844, your line is open.
3, this is for Kill Zone. This is Henry Lee. You need to
come over here. He's holding it up no more.
Man, you always come on here talking. You'll never be talking about this. Get this motorcycle out of my shop.
Wait, who is this?
This is Henry Lee. We got Killzone's bike over here in the storage unit. You better get over here and get it because we ain't going to hold it too much longer.
Oh, hell.
Killzone,
come on,
man.
You're a clown.
Get my bike,
Killzone.
Who
owns
this goddamn dude? Y'all believe that shit if y'all want to.
Hey, cut.
Wow.
Hey, little short boy look like a chimp. Hey, why y'all keep on trying to clown Killzone?
Why Cousin Cuss got to send
the man with the real money over there to get mad at Dan because the rag-lad bike blowed up?
Hold up, Eugene,
I know you ain't talking. What about that ass whooping? What about that gap?
There go my boy.
Did y'all hear the band playing?
Listen, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Let me tell you one thing. You one-track wonder, Vanilla Eugene.
You know who that is? That's my bar.
That's my bar. And then CeCe out there with his little tight-ass suit always trying to be funny. Look like you were cleaning Michael Phillips' boots, motherfucker.
Allie,
he's gonna choke your ass and bang you from Louisiana. And then he comes to Georgia, say my back, dope.
Let me tell you something, you're bragging on somebody else's trailer.
Let me tell you something, talk about somebody.
You ain't even show up at the race. You ain't show up at the race. What you talking about?
Hey, Alice.
Hey,
CeCe. Hold on. CeCe,
yeah.
She
it's a good damn thing I didn't come. Hell, yeah. We couldn't have ran. Y'all wouldn't run.
Yeah,
why you like lip boxing? Because your lip is way better than that damn raglan bike.
Yeah, you know what? Sam Cooke blew up. He gave that shit.
No,
blow up. Oh, no, that ain't what. No, that ain't what they
what
said. They
matter?
Said Geronimo went over there. No, Geronimo went over there and asked them for a raise. They said the bike was blowed up.
Man, you
they
see how fucking gay you is. Didn't they come over there with Billy May and try to run Geronimo and y'all said no?
Man, you must be crazy.
Man,
you must be crazy.
Just told that motherfucker. See, that's why I told you. You is just like them other motherfuckers. You race when the track ain't open. Yo, I hear your bike running. Go get it out of that damn rented ass RV. Clown.
I get skills on
somebody calling
you.
Something.
You know what? I get skills on. Skills on.
I was listening. I was listening. I was like, I can't believe the way this dude got clowned. He gonna come on here and act like he's Johnny B. Knox.
Look, I can't battle with two gorillas on the phone. I can't battle with y'all.
It don't matter.
Back in a gorilla.
Hey, and then you remember how you laughed at Audi bike messing up, right? How your shit blow up every time? Who built Geronimo? Who built Geronimo? Is you getting he getting AutoZone parts. You getting AutoZone parts, motherfucker. What you gonna do? Why is his bike blowing up and they got the same mechanic? He don't like your ass, evidently, CC. They took that turd to Maryland and brought it right back. Shipped
all
the gears.
All his money, Alex.
Hey, they shipped all the gears and everything kills on. And then they put sugar coat on and what stuff. Is it sugar coat or is it the damn bike? I don't know, man. All I know is he couldn't even look at Geronimo.
I told the man he needs to start knowing that man some extra goddamn change so his shit can be on point.
And you bring any color Caesar you got, we'll take kills on bike, beat the dog shit out of you.
Like I told y'all, whenever.
I heard you lip boxing a second ago. Your lip is bad, boy.
So
Mike Tyson in his best days couldn't handle them motherfuckers.
He better not show on Sunday.
Kills on, you wasting your damn time chasing that clown. Hey, DTM,
everybody know you a fucked up dude, cuz I'm fucking goddamn 220, and you talking about running ahead. Man, Tudor bike gonna be there dialed in, and he text my fucking phone saying he gonna be waiting on you.
Oh, so now you don't want to run me. You ride Tootie now, but y'all supposed to run each other at the beginning of the year. Man, let me tell you something. If I see you on Sunday, I'm going to draw you with a street tie.
Did anybody say anything about you not seeing the punk out?
Alan, listen to me. The only thing you got to do is fit your belly on the tank and dump on back to throttle. That's all you got to do. Simple as that.
No, all I got to do is get Junior and let him sit on the tank, and then we'll make it happen.
This is your motherfucker.
It's Halloween.
You know, since you got all that mouth, I will see you Sunday in Phoenix City.
Let me tell you something, man.
What
the man just texted my phone saying, what you want to do? He's going to be waiting on you. What you want me to text him back?
They're talking about you.
Trigger
treat. You. You.
See?
Oh, you sad, man. Because you sad, dude. Whatever you say, man. You sad, dude. The man told me you all on fucking Facebook calling him out and all that shit right there, man.
I'm calling you out right now.
There's nobody unless you get this back out of the storage unit.
Hey. And Cuss got to talk. He got to answer. And that damn dude going there and threatening Dan. Who your partner kills? The only one be spending the money. He was hot. He want to know why the hell y'all generic bike keep on blowing up. Tell the story, kills on. Tell him how you paid for the bike, then you blow it up in Rockham, then you had to write him a check. Tell it.
And then came to Maryland, goddamn, told the transmission, I had to write another check. Then get to the goddamn
and had to write another check.
One of them something is going to jump.
I don't know a lot of it. They know a lot of your business, Custom Cut.
It's real.
Somebody
that's
must be
one.
One.
Hey, one, cut, hey. No
hey, one thing about it. One thing about it.
Hey,
the
if
bank,
you don't pay,
the,
if you don't pay,
the bank is endless. One thing about
bill,
it, you cannot see tonight that I owe anybody in the racing. I don't owe nobody. So if I cut chicks, I cut chicks. And Sunday kills on. If I catch you at the track and you beat me, I cut another chick. So it don't matter.
You just make yourself sound stupid, dude. For real, man.
No, what you talking about? You look, I'm telling you right now.
No,
with
I'm
black
telling you.
1,000,
no, I'm telling you.
With that street top boots I got, I'm going to run through you, Sunday. You better not show up, Sunday.
Then
you
want to get
up.
Your ass whooped on that, too?
Man, look here. Look here, Alex. You ain't got nothing to do with
I'm
this. Chill on. You
look
throwing the Phoenix City Sunday. I got you.
You ain't going to whoop him with that damn Terry. You ain't going to whoop
you.
Him. If that man get on his own bike and get you, he going to beat the hell out of you.
Ain't nobody 220 pounds going to beat me. Ain't nobody 220 pounds going to beat me.
I bet you don't race.
Okay.
Hey, Michael Phillips.
Cousin, why you pay your bills with chicks?
Yes, sir. I sit back when you get on. Alex.
Huh?
I sit back when you get on.
Uh-oh. Hey, Michael Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Hey, why the hell did you have Cousin Cuts over there cleaning your shoes? I thought he was your competition.
Did Dust say he was cleaning them?
I heard he was over there nut riding. The whole
you sure he wasn't in that skillet?
And they told me they ain't want to let him in the car. They said you said he wasn't even really loud over there. You said in the back that he couldn't come that far. He had to walk all the way around the truck, you know, to get what he wanted.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I heard.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, Alex. I'm gonna tell you like this right here, Alex. If you would have came to the race, you would have thought for yourself. If you came to the race, you would have thought for
Michael
yourself.
Michael Phillips was riding the bike. Did you always talk about? Tell you talking about the thing.
I'm always talking about Caesar. I was riding my bike. Michael Phillips was riding Geronimo.
No. That's you and somebody else's bike. There ain't no mine. You got a weed too, motherfucker.
What you
got
about riding somebody else's
bike?
I ride my bike.
Well, why are your partner so mad?
Say what now?
Why are your partner so mad?
Or who? What you talking about my partner?
The one that's cutting all the checks, he mad as hell at Dan. Remember? He wasn't there. He wasn't there neither, was
he? What you talking about mad with Dan? Ain't nobody mad with Dan. Dan's still my mechanic. Dan's the man. DTM is my mechanic.
All right.
And I want
to
say that.
You're going to be tired of following your class ass around. I'm going to tell you that.
One thing about it, I want everybody to know right now, DTM is my mechanic. They're over there in Texas getting ready to set another record.
Are you second?
What's the deal?
I thought you had at least the same thing Geronimo got.
What's he talking about?
You keep on going back to the shop. Seems like you get that combination.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, look.
Did you run out of something, buddy?
I'm going to tell you this right here. DTM
is
my mechanic, and I'm telling the world. I'm not going nowhere else but Dan the man.
Dan ain't the damn man either.
Yes, he's the man.
How?
That's my mechanic, and that's
hey,
what I'm
and
saying.
Then, we ain't getting nowhere with this. I just know you've been cleaning Michael Phillips' shoes, but don't say nothing else to that man. Respect it. Hey, Eugene, talk about your ass whooping, buddy.
Come on, baby. Yeah, I am.
Steve, we lost. I've been looking for the video to everybody talk about the gap. You know we lost.
You don't want to know about the gap. Don't you know about the gap?
Yeah, cause we ball.
All right then.
Two burnout.
So we lost. At least one. We ain't crying about loss. We ready to run again. You ready?
Yeah.
Bring it up. Bring it on.
Well, I tell you what, that motherfucker, that sumbitch wasn't running like gonna run that Rockingham.
And then what happened?
I bet you that motherfucker gonna be right in November.
What gonna be right?
Katrina 51. Y'all had Katrina down there this weekend. y'all put Katrina 51 on us. But we don't give a damn about that motherfucker neither.
Let me ask you this. What's going to be ready when we get back to Rockingham?
Not a damn thing. Fuck you and John at Rockingham. We ain't running him in no Rockingham. Hell no.
Why? Why not?
Nope.
You
just
said you was going to be ready.
Y'all can race down there. We race somebody else at Rockingham. We don't fuck with Johnny down there.
When is Rockingham? When is Rockingham?
November. Eugene don't know
that
they ain't gonna let his ass in the damn car.
Well, don't let what?
They don't let Eugene ass in the car.
Why they don't let me in the car?
Hey, you know what though? I would have loved to see your motherfucking face. I'd love to see you looking like a horse out in the Kentucky Derby.
Wait, that man is right there on the radio. There he is. Big, tell him you see my face.
There you go. We don't get nothing about no seed. I told him that they done dug him up out the one race. Told him he didn't have enough time to damn grow. See, we went to several races on top. See, in this racing game, you got to bag it up. We bagged it up seven different tracks. Y'all motherfuckers is one-hit wonders.
One-hit wonders?
Pull it up. Hey, cut the cut.
Your
one-hit ain't never happened.
Hold up, Alex. What you mean one-hit wonders?
What the hell you think? Yeah. Y'all hit us, and y'all been wondering ever since.
Well, I know one thing.
No,
I sat on the top of the bleachers up there, and I seen Sam Cook, and Katrina is in a totally different ball game than Sam Cook. Sam Cook need to go back down. He in the hit. Sam Cook is in light heavyweight. Katrina is in heavyweight.
I want to ask Alex, hold on, you see what I see. Listen, I just want to ask Alex a question.
Alright, let me say what I'm going to say. Damn what you talk about. Yeah, like, we ain't got another big bite. Matter of fact, we got two of them. We don't give a damn.
He in the same category.
Hold on, man. Alex, that's somebody else talking. Now, Alex, I'm talking to you back. Me and you talking back. I want to get back to that one hit wonder.
Did I explain to you what one hit wonder was? Y'all hit us, and y'all been wondering ever since.
What we wonder about? We wonder y'all ass.
Now
hey,
they the one hit wonder.
Listen, no.
See, we went to the track several times, and we kicked every ass. See, this is how we're going to do y'all next time we see y'all.
We had a plan too. Who's stopping y'all? We got a plan too. Oh, you know what our plan is?
Yeah.
Every time the track opens, we going to come. That's our only plan we got.
Well, guess what?
And guess what? And you going to be doing the same thing you doing right now, calling in on Wednesday, talking about you ain't going to run us.
Who said I ain't going to run y'all? We ain't running at Rockingham. Yeah, I ain't running
that
rock here. We going to raise the N2D. We going to raise the N2D.
When is Rockingham? N2D just beat us, or what's the difference? Looks like to me you ought to be wanting to run the loser of out of that race.
We ain't fucking with Johnny.
If he run Katrina again, he going to get beat.
Huh?
How you know?
Man, that Katrina ain't nothing but the truth. I don't roll with they camp, but I got to the top of the bleachers.
It ain't nothing but the truth. How many races they won?
If Sam Cook out there, you might as well say he cooked.
How many races they won?
Mike ain't in the same category.
How many races y'all won, Eugene?
One. It's the one against you.
How many y'all lost?
All of them except the one we ran against you.
All right, then. So what the hell that make right, y'all a damn
so,
superstar?
Well, why, if it ain't make us a superstar, why you don't come back and run us again?
We are.
Because he always taking up a Rusty Dusty. He always taking up a Rusty Dusty.
I don't get that.
Rusty Dusty don't have no skin tight suit or
none
of them.
You,
little...
why, Alex, you say we act like you don't have a big bite. Why you ain't brought it out yet?
Because it's sitting in the corner. We need it. We don't need it. I mean,
I
don't
let him out yet.
Okay, if you don't need it, then why you don't bring it out? Bring what you need.
We can go.
We coming. That's all.
Look, you gotta hurry up. You gotta hurry up and say something before you fall asleep. Now, I don't want you to fall asleep before we get through with this conversation. Look at me now.
I done told you.
What?
We gonna run
these
ass.
We gonna do something in Valdosta.
Hell no, we ain't coming no goddamn Valdosta. We had enough of that.
Where you wanna go to, Allen? Where you wanna go to? You tell us where you wanna go.
BMP sound real good.
Who?
BMP.
When is that?
Just get on the airplane, man.
Where?
Just get on the airplane. The bike sit out here, John is in the downway.
ACOA.
There you go. There you go. That was C.
Oh, C always here.
Hey, is that Mr. C or is that B? What is it you want, Z?
You want it at BMP? You can get it. Got one for the weekend.
We want it. We got to hook it up.
We're
going
to
check down this week, and I'll make sure I call you.
Now you got to hook up. Now, hold up. You daggum retard.
I said we ain't running that rocket hell. Ain't that what I said?
But you said.
One last caller, 9929.
Hey, Alex.
There you go.
Alex,
what?
This bank man, when you want that SUV bike?
When we gonna run? You know when the hell we gonna run, nigga?
Talking on here. Keep some good heads up.
Hey, man.
Y'all been ducking into me with that same cook bike all year.
They just got down the track one damn time, man.
You sound just like him. I could have sworn in my life.
Y'all some damn clowns. I tell you, man, it's the truth, man. When Steve posterized us, it was all over the world. Steve get put on a poster. Don't nobody even want to talk about it.
Hey, Alex.
But, hey, you'll read it.
Hey, Alex.
What?
My cousin been chasing you all year.
Man, you know what killed me about y'all, though? I've been being nice to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't getting down the track. How many years y'all been trying to get that bike down the track? And I said, man, when y'all get right, we'll run. But we made some changes to the bike. You see, we ain't getting down the track. Here you go with that bullshit. Right?
You got down the track at Dinwiddie. And
what time did they run at Dinwiddie? The bike, you talking about the last time? When the bike wouldn't even make it past third gear?
No, I'm talking about the time before that.
When we ran?
The time before that when my cousin came over and tried to run y'all before they ran buck. Y'all wouldn't run.
No, that was the time when we had to run daggone Priceless, and Priceless went to the last minute. The whole damn story better tell it. We was ready that day.
Didn't P come on and ask y'all to run before that?
No, he said he had to make sure, and then he said he had to run. Then we
Little P, did you go over there and ask them to run?
I did.
And what did we say?
Y'all said, well, I'm bucking now. Y'all want to run.
Didn't you say you had to run buck, and we were going to run price? Price was all to the end of the damn night.
I was gonna run cocaine.
Well, then we run Priceless though. I thought we did.
I
can't believe y'all gonna say we scared to race, and we every time we go to the damn track, we just race.
I'm on.
The man just asked you when you gonna run it. You ready to run it?
Hey, We'll see him. We'll run them at Rockham. Hey, you hear that, Pete? We'll run y'all at Rockham.
I said we'll run y'all at Rockham, M2D.
We're not coming to
Rockham. We'd have had this conversation. I told him I was sick of y'all motherfuckers, acting like we scared of y'all clown asses.
No,
we're
not
coming.
I can't believe you act like we scared now.
Hey, Alex.
I can't believe that.
Hey,
what the hell you won't see, son?
Alex. Alex.
What do it feel like to be knocked off your mountain?
Hey, Alex.
He hear you. He hear you.
I hear him.
Hey, we not going to run you at Rockingham like you're not going to run season up at Rockingham. Come to VNP.
Okay.
Come to VNP. When is
late at night? Don't they have that shit late at night or whatever?
I don't know when the last latest night, but I know the N2D one knows Stan Cook can swim or not.
I ain't even be happy for clown. I told you what the hell I'm going to do to y'all, motherfucker. Trust me. Yeah, trust me. I told you. I'm coming through that water with flip-flops on. That's candy. I already said that. I promise you. I'll show you where I'm going to sleep at, outside in the goddamn tent by the river.